哎，弟兄姐妹们、朋友们，平安。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
一周过去很快。我先问大家一个问题。大家还记得上个主日都发生了什么事吗？
Well, the week passed pretty quickly, and then let me ask everybody a question. Do you remember what happened last Sunday?
感谢主。回应主的呼召，小初弟兄愿意出来侍奉主。我们一起见证了案例的仪式。
Right, thanks to our Lord, in response to God's calling, Brother Xiaochu was willing to step forward to serve our Lord, and together we witnessed his ordination ceremony last Sunday.
让我们再一次为此感谢我们的主，请大家在祷告当中纪念小初弟兄的忠心的摆上。
Once again, we give thanks to our Lord for this. Please remember Xiaochu's faithful dedication in your prayers.
也为他的家人切切的祷告。
And also pray for his family.
今天讲这个，今天我和西东弟兄分享的这段经文是在《使徒行传》13章1到3节，这个呢和上个主日的案例的仪式的情景很相似。
The message Zhixiang is going to share today is in Acts, so 13:1-3 is very similar to the ordination that we went last Sunday.
再问你大家一个问题：过2个礼拜是我们教会的什么日子啊？谢谢大家。是，过了2个星期，就是恩典堂就要踏上23年的里程了。
Right, in 2 weeks, Christ Church, our church will begin its 23rd year's journey.
22岁、23岁，对于很多年轻人来说，这是一个人生的一个转折点。
For many people, the age of 22 or 23 is mark a turning point in life.
他们就要大学毕业，走出校门。
It's like they can graduate from the college and step out to the campus, school campus.
明明小初的二女儿 Ashley。小年的儿子 Carrie，他们就马上就要大学毕业，要出去工作了。
Right, Ashley and Carrie is about to graduate from the school.
愿主与他们同在，一生都能够享受主里的平安喜乐。
So may the Lord be with them and may they enjoy the peace and the joy in their entire lives.
新的一年带来新的希望，也带来新的挑战。
When the new year brings a new hope, but also brings new challenges.
上一个主日，吴牧师很期望恩典堂明年的这个时候要什么？要买新凳子。他是希望这恩典堂都坐满，位置都坐满，我们的椅子不够。
Our last Sunday, Pastor Wu, hope that by the time next year, our church will need to buy new chairs, so that because the chairs may not be enough next year.
大家有没有这个信心啊？
Do we have a confidence?
我有信心。如果这是出于圣灵的感动，有神的呼召，神必定成就。
If it's coming from the prompting of the Holy Spirit and the calling of God, God will surely accomplish and do it.
这正是我们今天想通过今天的经文来和大家一起来互动，让我们更好的顺服主的呼召。完成他要我们做的工。
So this is exactly what we're going to hope to encourage everyone through today's scripture, that we may better submit to the Lord's calling and then complete the work he has prepared us to do.
大家翻到圣经里，新约圣经《使徒行传》第13章1到3节，我先来读那个中文，然后西东弟兄再用英文翻译。
Let's turn to the New Testament, Acts 13, 1 to 3.
《使徒行传》13章1到3节，在安提阿的教会中，有几位先知和教师，就是巴拉巴和称呼尼杰的西面，古利奈人路球，以分封之王西利同养的马列，并扫罗，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派 巴拉巴和扫罗，去做我招他们所做的工，于是进食祷告，按手在他们的头上，就打发他们去了。
So now in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius, Cyrene, Manny, who had been brought up with Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. So while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，感谢赞美你赐下宝贵的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the precious word you have given to us.
愿你今天在我们的中间，使西东弟兄和我能够大胆传讲你的话语。
We pray that you be present amongst today, that we are here and pray and proclaim your word.
愿你的灵感动这里的每一位。愿主得荣耀。
And that your spirit will move the heart of everyone here. May the Lord receive all the glory.
这祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名求，阿门。
In Jesus' name we pray.
让我们再读一段这段经文的第二节。他们侍奉主、进食的时候，圣灵说。要为我分派巴拉巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工。
Let's read verse 2 again. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them."
我们想从这段经文里头跟大家分享三点。
So here I'd like to share 3 points here today.
主的工作、主的呼召和顺应啊、顺服啊、
Which
回
are
应。
So, which are the Lord's work, the Lord's calling, and the responding obedience?
主的工作，保罗和巴拉巴即将走向新的里程，这是教会历史上第一次派出的宣教里程。
So, Paul and Barnabas were about to embark on a new journey. This was the first missionary trip ever sent out by the church in the history.
当保罗踏上这里程的时候，我们不知道他心里有多清楚，既体会到什么地方有多远、有多长的时间。
When Paul set out on his journey, we do not know how clear he understood where he would go, how far he would travel, and how long the journey would last.
和当年亚伯拉罕一样，出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
And just like Abraham, when he went out, he did not know where he was going.
这显然和我们现在常讲的短宣不一样。现在的短宣大部分只有具体时间、地点、程序和宣教的对象。
This is clearly different from what our commonly call short-term mission trip today. So most trips now have a clear defined locations, timelines, schedule, and also mission targets.
使徒行传的第13章到最后的一章28章，记录了保罗的这个10多年里头三次，有的人认为是4次的这个宣教旅程，他往返欧亚大陆的宣教的旅程。
From Exodus chapter 13 to 28, the scripture records clearly more than 10 years of Paul's missionary work. So, three journeys, as we some believe, maybe four, traveling back and forth across the continents of Europe and Asia.
从这几段这几章的经文和保罗他自己的13封书信里头，我们可以大概了解这是一个什么样的主的工作。
So from this scripture in Acts, together with the 13 letters Paul collected in the New Testament, we are able to again understand what kind of work the Lord was doing.
这是一个要遭遇不同文化、以不同宗教还有哲学理论发生冲突的。
So this is a journey that would bring Paul into contact with many different cultures and into conflict with different religions.
他也要遭受来自人，包括他自己犹太同胞的迫害，他将经历难以想象的大自然的艰险。
He would suffer from people of many backgrounds, including his own fellow Jews. He would also endure dangers and hardship from natures.
保罗多受劳苦，多受监牢，屡次受鞭打、棍打、石头。
Paul worked greatly, was frequently imprisoned and repeatedly beaten with the whips, rods, and stones.
他一艘船坏3次，一昼一夜都在深海里头。
So he was shipwrecked 3 times and spent a whole night and day in the open sea.
又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险、盗贼的危险、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、城里的危险、旷野的危险、海中的危险、假弟兄的危险。
He often traveled long distance, facing dangers from rivers, from robbers, from his own countrymen, and from Gentiles. Danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, and danger from false brothers.
受劳碌、受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。
He had toil and hardship, often without sleep, hungry and thirsty, often without food, cold and exposed.
除了这上面的事，还要为众教会挂心的是，他建立教会，建立长老，兼顾门徒的真理信仰。
Besides this, there was also a daily pressure on him of a concern for all the churches. He needed to the churches and upon the elders and strengthen the disciples in the truth of the faith.
但保罗在囚禁当中继续传讲复活的主基督耶稣。
So even when in prison, he continued to proclaim the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ.
他举着捆锁的锁链，在半夜里头歌唱赞美主，在九死一生当中做主的见证。
With chains on his hands, he sang to praise God at midnight.
显然，保罗经历的这一切，从常人的眼光是很难理解，也是一个很不成熟的一个决定。
Right, clearly from the human perspective, everything Paul experienced is difficult to understand.
没有规划，没有目的，没有回报的做事方式。
So there was no clear planning. No defined destination and no expectation of return or reward.
理想的做法应该是筹集一笔基金。建立一个团队，具体的分工，派几个人打几个前哨，安排好行程，联系好布道会的地方等等。
The ideal process today would have been to be first raise a fund, build a team, assign specific roles, and send a few people ahead as pioneers and carefully arrange an itinerary, establish a contact. And secured locations for meetings.
而不是说进食祷告。按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
But instead, the script tells us, so after they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them off.
这就上路了，这一走就是十几年，这一走就是要走出几千里地，走向地极。
So once they left, they would have been gone for more than 10 years, they traveled thousands of miles and moved steadily towards the end of the earth.
其实。这也是我们基督徒要行走的路。
So, in fact, this is also the path of a Christian called also to walk.
这是主呼召的路，这是一条不可错过的路，这是将是充满精力与主同行的路。
So this is a path of the Lord calling, a path that must not be missed. It's a journey full of experience, a journey of walking with the Lord.
但因为是主为你开的路。这路必定会充满喜乐、赞美的路。这是一个充满主的恩典的心路历程。
Because it's a path opened by the Lord Himself, it's surely to be a path filled with praise and joy.
所以去年我的正道题目是《按使徒行传》，题目是围绕这个"心"字，题目的是在幻灯的你的左边部分。
So the focus of my message last year centered on the theme of heart.
今年呢，
Mm-hmm.
结合保罗的宣教旅程，我的题目是围绕在这路上。
So this year, so I'll show on the right, we'll continue preaching through the book Acts together support mystery journeys. It shows the theme of
45年前夏天的一个傍晚。 在福建的老家的阳台上，父亲为我整理行李。
So on the summer evening 45 years ago, on the balcony of Zhichang's house in Fujian, so his father was helping him pack his luggage.
第二天我就要离开千里，到千里之外的上海去上大学了。
So the next day, Zhichang was to leave home and travel 1,000 kilometers away to Shanghai to attend a college.
永远无法忘记这一幕，父亲低着头，轻轻地说：“这一走就走了。
He never forget how his father lowered head and softly said, "So once you go, you're really gone."
虽然45年过去了，但是这个情景时不时的在我脑海里头会出现过。
Although 45 years have passed, the scene still returns to my mind again and again.
我不清楚当初父亲是自言自语呢，还是对我讲的，我也不知道他当初的心情。
So at that time, Zhejiang did not know whether his father was speaking to himself or to him. At that time, he did not understand what he was feeling.
但当我自己成为父亲以后，我似乎明白他的复杂、难以表达的心情。
But after becoming a father ourselves, we believe now understand something of this complex and inexpressible emotions.
保罗要上路了，他即将面对从未经历的挑战，相信他也常会想起当年大马色路上主的呼召。
So Paul was about to set out on his journey as well, facing many challenges he had never experienced before. He believed he must often have thought back to Damascus.
正是主的呼召，保罗才能在各样的试炼当中奋勇的去做主公，为主打美好的仗，跑当跑的路，守住真道。
So it's only because of the Lord's calling that Paul was able to work courageously in every trial to fight the good fight for the Lord, to run the race he was calling to run, and to keep the faith.
主的真道，主的呼召，不是一种感情的流露，也不是一句漫无边际的自言自语。
This isn't because the Lord's calling is not an emotional impulse, not a sudden or vague idea.
神的呼召是一种命令，是他的应许，他必带领，他必看护，他必成就。
God's calling is a matter of divine purpose and destiny. So it is a promise he will lead, he will protect, and he will accomplish.
保罗告诉我们，那召你们本是信实的，他必成就这事。
So in the script, Thessalonians chapter 5:24, they said, "He who call you is faithful, he will surely do it."
第二点，神的呼召。
So the Lord calling.
我分享三点。
So I'd like to share 3 points here.
第一个是主的呼召，他会重复他的呼召，他不会忘掉。
So the first, the Lord is repeats His calling, and God never forgot.
保罗在大马色的路上被主逆转的生命，被召做外邦人的福音的使者。
So on the road to Damascus, Paul's life was overturned by the Lord, and he was called to be an Apostle sent to the Gentiles.
这离我们今天读的这段经文一过去就是13年。
So now 13 years have passed.
今天安提阿的教会的众人在敬拜、在进食的祷告中，见证了圣灵对保罗的再次呼召，他向外邦人传讲主的福音。
So today in the Church of Antioch, as the believers were worshiping, fasting, and praying together, they once again witnessed the Holy Spirit's calling upon Paul to proclaim the gospel of the Lord to Gentiles.
虽然这两次呼召有一定的年头了，但主的呼召不会随时间而改变的。
So although these two callings were separated by many years, the Lord's calling does not change with time.
创世纪里头告诉我们，雅各当年带着他的儿子们，向埃及去逃荒。400年过去了，犹太人数也多了，但他们都却成了奴隶。
So our Bible tells us that Jacob went down to Egypt with his 12 sons to escape famine. 400 years passed, and the people of Israel multiplied, but they became slaves.
针对亚伯拉罕的这个宴席，似乎也就成了空头支票。
So the God's promise to Abraham seemed, from the human perspective, like an empty check.
但神有他的时间，他在等待他合适的器皿。
But God has his own timing. He was waiting for the right vessel.
时候到了，他在沙漠当中燃烧的荆棘里头呼召他的仆人摩西。
So when the time came, so he called his servant Moses from the burning bush in the wilderness.
同样，时候到了，他呼召沙漠，呼召大卫，主必按他的心意呼召他的仆人。
Like when the time came, he also called Samuel, called David, the Lord always called his servant according to his own will.
当年耶稣呼召他的门徒来跟从我。
So this is just when called his disciples, saying, "Come, follow me."
今天主仍在呼召我们跟从他，微信的朋友，
So
愿你不要错过主的呼召。
today the Lord is still calling people to follow him, and there are friends among us who are not yet believed. So may you not miss the Lord calling.
同样，如果我们今天能够切切走在主的旨意当中，我们有信心，主会恩典他，预备他的人，预备他的凳子，预备他的牧师。
So in the same way, if we walk in the will of the Lord, we have a confidence that the Lord will prepare the chairs for us and the shepherd who is called for our grace church.
神的呼召的第二特点是，经常要我们放弃我们自己熟悉的环境常规，要我们去成就我们从未做过的事情，这是一条没有走过的路。
And the Lord calling often asks us to let go of familiar environments and routines, to do things we have never done before, and to walk the path we never walked.
现在我们开车的时候要出去都会用 GPS。在30年前呢，没有 GPS，我们就是到 AAA 拿个地图，画上具体要走的路途。
Right, when we so now we travel to and from the place today, we all use a GPS and navigation. But 30 years ago, when traveling long distance, we don't have that yet. We got a paper map.
有 GPS 有地图，我们就心里就觉得安稳，因为每走的一步。我们希望有知道时间、地点和去处。
Right, with either like GPS or a map, we feel at least we know each step, the timing, and the final destination.
但假如今天有哪位弟兄对太太说："啊，我们明天要出去开车旅行。"弟兄说："反正就开车走就是了。"
So imagine brother, sister, wife today, let's go on a road trip tomorrow. And then when she asks, where are they going? He replies, "Let's just drive and let's just see where we end up."
说去哪？去多久？去什么地方？没关系，就走吧。
Just go, and no matter that where we're going, and then where we what we do.
那太太肯定说你这个人是脑子有问题了，不然就是发高烧说胡话了。
Yeah, his wife probably think something wrong with the brother. He has a fever or speaking nonsense.
但是神却经常这样呼召我。
But that's often how God tell us.
再读一段这段经文，亚伯拉罕蒙召离开本地、本族、故家，往神所指示的地方去，往将来要得为业的地方去，但出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
Abraham, when called to leave his land, his people, and his father's household, to go to the land God would show him, the land he would later receive as an inheritance. And when he went out, he did not know where he was going.
神要的是你先动起来，他再带你走。
So God asks us to take the first step, and then he leads the way.
他呼召，他必看顾。
When he calls, he will surely provide and watch over us.
列王记上17章里头记载了，以利亚先知到西顿的撒勒法去，神邀他去那里的一个寡妇。告诉他那里的一个寡妇会供养他。
So in First Kings, we are told that God instructed the prophet Elijah to go to Zarephath in Sidon, where a widow would provide for him.
第四节，17章10节里头，以利亚就起身往撒勒法去了。到了城门，见一个寡妇在那里捡柴，以利亚呼叫他说：“哎，给我器皿里头盛点水给我好吗
So Elijah set out and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the city gate, he saw a widow there gathering sticks. He called to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a vessel so I may drink."
？”寡妇去取水的时候，以利亚又呼叫他说：“哎，给把你求你给我点饼吃吧。”
So as she went to get it, he called again, "Please also bring me a piece of bread."
寡妇说：“我指着永生的耶和华的神起誓，我没有饼，我坛里头只有一把面，
So
也只有点油。
as she replied, "As surely as the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in the jar and a little oil in the jug."
”我现在回去找2根柴，回家要为我和我儿子做饼。我们吃完，我们就死吧。
I'm gathering a couple of sticks to take home and prepare a meal for myself and my son, so that we may eat it and then die.
因为那时候美国是遭受饥荒、干旱，他们粮食紧缺。
At that time, there's no wait. There's a shortage of wait.
以利亚对他说：“不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去做吧。只要为我做一个小饼，拿来给我，然后为你和你的儿子做饼。”
So Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first, make a small loaf for me and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son."
因为耶和华以色列的神如此说：“坛内的面必不减少，瓶里的油也不切短，直到耶和华使雨降在地上的日子。
So for this is what the Lord says, the jar of the flour will not be used up, and the jug of the oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends the rain on the land.
”妇人就照以利亚的话去行。他和他家里的人，并以利亚吃了很许多日子。
So she went away and did as Elijah has told her, and there was food every day for Elijah and also for the woman and her family.
坛内的面果不减少，瓶里的油也不切短，就像耶和华借以利亚所说的话。
The jar of flour was not used up, and the jug for oil did not run dry, just as the Lord has spoken through Elijah.
似乎前途很迷茫，也很艰险，但主为保罗实际上做了很多的准备。
Right, although the road ahead may have seemed unclear and full of danger, the Lord had in fact already made an extensive preparation for Paul.
尽管保罗很有学问，但是信主以后，他还是被主带到阿拉伯的旷野里头受装备。
So though Paul was highly educated after he came to faith, the Lord led him into the wilderness of Arabia for preparation.
咱们这段经文前的一年左右，前一年左右，巴拉巴又到大树去邀请保罗到安提阿教会来教导，将当老师。
So a year earlier, Barnabas had gone to Tarsus to invite Paul to come and teach in the church at Antioch.
现在又安排了巴拉巴陪保罗一起出征。
And now, once again, the Lord arranged for Barnabas to be with Paul on his missionary trip.
言不止这一些，我们可以有信心地说，在未将保罗召在腹中，神已晓得保罗；未出母胎，神已分别保罗为圣。
So it's beyond that. We can say with confidence that before Paul was formed in his mother's womb, God already knew him.
神已派他做外邦的使徒，早早就预备他熟悉摩西五经、犹太人的律法。
So God has set him apart and appoint him as a apostle to the Gentiles. And God has long prepared him, training him deeply in the scripture of Moses and the law.
等待时候，时候到了，我们就知道，这时候条条大路通罗马。
So when the time was came, as we know, all roads led to Rome.
主前27年的时候，罗马帝国的兴起， 建立了很多的大陆。
The rise of the Roman Empire is was in 27 BC.
跟在这之前，主前300年的时候，希腊兴起，希腊语的普遍使用，也为保罗广传福音奠定了基础。神奇不神奇？
And then the widespread use of a Greek language began around 300 before BC, laid the foundation for Paul to proclaim the gospel widely and effectively.
实际上，神在这之前已经更早的布局了。他在500多年前，犹大国，就是南国，又沦陷被掳的时候，迫使犹太人离开犹大地，往西边去。
So, in fact, even before that, around 500 BC, the fall of the southern kingdom of Judah and the ensuing exile led many Jews to migrate westward into Europe.
他们到欧洲建立了很多的犹太会堂，所以呢，保罗每到一个新的城市去传讲的时候，他就是先到犹太会堂传讲基督耶稣的。
So, they built a lot of a Jewish, can you call it church? And wherever Paul went, his practice was to begin preaching in the Jewish church.
所以神为这些都铺好路了，他的道高过人的道，他的意念远远高过人的意念。
So God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts far exceed our thoughts.
神的呼召第三点是，它是一个恩典的呼召。
The third point, God's calling is a calling of grace.
他明白神的作为，即使身上有根刺，祷告为蒙阴影，保罗仍能够有信心地说：“主的恩典够我用。
So when we understand how God works, we see that even when there is a thorn in the flesh, even when prayer seemed unanswered, Paul was still able to say in faith, "My grace is sufficient for you."
回顾自己走过的一生，保罗深切地告诉我们。
So looks back over his life, Paul tells us about a deep message.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是在万古之先，在基督耶稣里给我们的，赐给我们的。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, he saved us and called us with a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace. The grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began.
呼召不是让我们去受苦，而是要让我们经历神的恩典。
So God's calling is not meaning to lead us to suffer, but to allow us to experience his grace.
呼召也不是因为我们好，而是神借着恩典提升了我们。
So God does not call us because we are good, but He lifts and shapes us by His grace.
亲爱的弟兄朋友们，不要拒绝呼召，错过恩典。
So, dear friends, brothers and sisters, do not reject God's calling and miss His grace.
而是要通过认识主的恩典，来更加认识、坚定回应他的呼召。
So instead, through a deeper understanding of the Lord's grace. So we will be strengthened to respond faithfully and firmly to his call.
看看我们今天这四面，我们都是看到的是年老失修的房顶，我们的旁边有很多的空位置，我们台上站的也不是经过有神学院装备的牧师。
When we look around the stage, so what we see here is an aging and a worn roof and walls. So beside us, there are many empty seats. So here, GCM is sent today is also not proper trend.
是的，我们人少。我们的青少年组织学的时候，有时候常常只有一个学生，甚至没有。
Yes, we are few in number. Our youth Sunday school often has a few students.
这是我们的现实，这是我们所看到的，似乎是万无边际的沙漠。
So this is a reality that we have seen, which looks like a desert.
但主的恩典常常在我们的软弱的身上。在我们的谦卑当中，彰显他的荣耀。
But Lord's grace is made perfect in our weakness, and his glory is revealed through our humility.
恩典堂，我们不敢自封是真理，但我们渴望主的真理，追求真理，我们更享受主的恩典。
Grace Church, we do not claim to possess the truth, but we definitely eager to look for the Lord's truth and pursue it earnestly.
今天在座的也许不到50个人，但是能够参加各种查经班、主日学的带领、讲道的弟兄姐妹们，近20个人。
So today there's probably less than 50 people here, but we have nearly 20 brothers and sisters actively involved in the Bible studies, Sunday school teaching.
我们暂时没有牧师，但是我们的主日信息没有断过。周五的查经人数在增加，儿童、青少年的人、成年的主日学从来也没有停过。
So no, we currently have no confirmed pastor, but Sunday message has never been interrupted. Attendance at the Friday Bible study continues to grow. Our children, youth, and all Sunday school classes had never stopped.
主的恩典够我们用。
So the Lord's grace is sufficient for us.
申命记29章第5节，摩西告诉我，我领你们在旷野40年，你们身上的衣服并没有穿破，脚上的鞋也没有穿坏。
I led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes did not wear out, nor did the sandals on your feet.
那么今天的主题是第三个，是顺应啊顺服啊呼应呼召。安
And
提
then,
阿现在位于现在的叙利亚，是外邦人的第一个教会。
So Antioch was located in what is called Syria and has a first church among the Gentiles.
基督徒的称呼也是从这个教会开始的。
And then the name, the Christian, was first used there.
起初他们也没有使徒、长老、教师、牧师。
So at the beginning, the church has no apostles, elders, teachers, or pastors.
他们是由一群士夫为了躲避迫害而不得不离开耶路撒冷，栖身于这个教会的。
So it was formed by a group of believers who appeared to have a flat in Jerusalem simply to escape persecution and found refuge there.
但却是一个有主的恩典同在的教会。
But it was a church filled with the presence of the Lord's grace.
安提阿教会刚成立的时候，人数在增加，风声就传到了耶路撒冷。巴拉巴就受派去耶路撒冷查看。他到了那里，他就看到这个是有恩典的一个教会。
So as the church in Antioch was started and continues to grow, news reached the church in Jerusalem. Barnabas was sent to Antioch to see what was happening there. When he arrived there, he saw the grace that God had given.
我们不懂真理，但我们有恩典。
So we probably do not understand the truth, but we understand the grace.
今天这充满恩典的教会将成为神的一个器皿，他们要在同心合意的敬拜当中、侍奉当中、在进食祷告当中，寻求圣灵，顺服圣灵的引领。
So today, the grace-filled church will become a vessel of God. So united in heart and mind, they worshiped and served together. So through fasting and prayer, they sought the Lord and submitted to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
从这段经文当中，我们看到三个可喜的地方。
So through this message, we saw three happy grief the events at the points.
一个是有真理的教导和门徒的训练。
So first it was the teaching of the truth and the discipleship training.
我们刚才说，他们没有牧师，没有使徒，没有。但是现在呢，又出了有几位先知和教师。
So initially we said earlier the church did not have a pastor or elders, but now you see the prophets and teachers.
就在这一年里头，这个初见的教会，巴拉巴看到这个初见教会，就把保罗从大树带回来参加教导。
So on that years, so he Bamas came from the Joseph to Antioch recognized this newly church leader, sound the teaching in the truth. He went to Tarsus and looked for Saul and brought him back to Antioch.
所以在这一年里头，就建立了很多的门徒。
And then that year, he just spent the entire teaching and training a lot of disciples.
实际上，在保罗宣教的过程当中，他每到一个地方，不是讲几篇道他就离开的，他是要建立教会、建立长老，并时时回去关怀，要让他们在基要真理上头长进。
So throughout the past missionary journeys, whenever he went, he does not simply preach a few sermons and leave. Instead, he started churches and appointed elders and repeatedly returned to encourage and care for the believers.
这个充满恩典的教会里头，第二个特点是在真理里头，它有合一。
The second part is unity in the truth.
十三章的第一段经文里头罗列了好几个人的名字，我就不去具体介绍这几个人的背景和具体的含义，圣经也没有很具体的交代，但经文告诉我们，他们是在一起敬拜侍奉、进食的祷告当中。得到圣灵的呼召的，同感一灵。
Right, in Acts chapter 13, there's several individuals people are listed. I will not go into details about their background or role. That scripture did not tell us either. So what the Bible emphasizes that they were all responding to the calling of the God and Holy Spirit.
主基督耶稣在最后晚餐的时候，为门徒们的祷告，就是祈求门徒们能以圣父、圣子。在真理当中合而为一。
So when the Lord Jesus prayed for his disciples at the Last Supper, his prayer was that they would be united, just as the Father and the Son are one, united in the truth.
第三个，我们是在专心的敬拜、祷告当中领取圣灵的。
So the third point is receiving the Holy Spirit through focused worship and prayer.
他们禁食，禁食本身不是有什么节操，但是禁食呢，能够让门徒们更专心地听到主的旨意，能够立定心智，能够在里头明白主的呼召。
Right, fasting itself possesses it does not have any special power or secret technique, but help the believers focus more intently on hearing the will of the Lord, strengthen their resolve, and enable them to submit to and respond to God's calling.
弟兄姐妹、朋友们，恩典堂处在一个关键的时刻，教会要振兴，要为主的扩展疆界。
So, brothers and sisters, our church now is at a critical moment.
这让我想起了圣经里头一段的历史，这在主前500年左右，一部分犹太人被掳回来重建圣殿，重建耶路撒冷。
So this bring the mind in the period around 500 BC. So when some of the Jewish people returned from exile to rebuild the temple and restore Jerusalem.
他们回来的第一件事情做的是什么呢？就是筑坛。
So the very first thing they did upon returning was to build an altar.
他们和当年亚伯拉罕每到一个地方一样，首先筑坛，献上他们的感恩，献上他们的敬拜。他们能够立志的顺服，修复与神的关系。
So just as Abraham, so by doing so, they offered thanksgiving and worship, made a renewed commitment to obedience, and restored the relationship with God.
但时间长了，过了100年左右，很多人就把这种敬拜形式就当做一种形式化，那种火热的心也逐渐的冷却了，离神越走越远。
However, as time passed about 100 years later, many people's worship became a form and routine. The passion they once had gradually cooled down and they drifted further and further away from God.
圣经旧约的最后一本书就是小先知书啊，神在这个时候叫先知啊，向神的子民发话。
So Malachi, is that Malachi? All right, yeah.
神说：“我曾爱你们，我既为主人，今为我的在哪里呢？” 神告诉我们。这在马拉基书第1章的第10节。大家如果对马拉基书有兴趣的话，我就建议回去读。和我们这教会现在就读第1章就行，不用读。他告诉我们，甚愿你们中间有人关上殿门，免得你们突然在我的坛上烧火。万军之耶和华说：“我不喜悦你们，也不从你们手中收取贡物。
So, I would recommend everybody can read Malachi, just chapter 1. So, in chapter 1, verse 10, it says, Oh, that there was one among you who would shut the temple doors so that you would not kindle fire on my altar in vain, says the Lord of hosts. I have no pleasure in you. I will not accept an offering from your hand.
这是神对他百姓的呼召。今天，他对我们恩典堂、对我们弟兄姐妹们，照样这样呼召我们。
Brothers and sisters is also a God's calling to our Christ Church.
2周前的一个主日，在教育中心，从教育中心走到敬拜中心的路上。
So 2 weeks before.
包占星先生。很有感触地告诉我，他说：“圣经真好，圣经里对每个人有很大的功效。
And our brother, Mr. Paul. Shared with me very thoughtfully. He said the Bible is truly wonderful. He said the scripture has great power for everyone.
”他说：“对儿童、青少年，他鼓励成长，圣经的话语在滋养他们。”
For our children and teenagers, God's words encourage growth and nurtures our lives.
对成年人，还鼓励成熟，主的话语给他们力量，去应付人生的各种磨难和挑战。
For adults like us, God's words encourage maturity, give us the strength to face the many hardships and temptation of life.
对于老年人，走过许多的路，圣经能够带来给我们带来平安。
For the elderly who have walked many roads in life, the Bible brings peace.
感谢赞美主。感谢主，您让包先生讲出这么精辟的话语，真是感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God that His Spirit-led brother Paul had to speak such insightful words. Thanks to Him.
是的，神的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。愿我们
Yes.
像初代教会安提阿一样，认真学习的话语，神的话语。
Right. Yes. God's word is a lamp our feet and the light to our path. So may we, like the church in Antioch, take God's words seriously and study it.
我们周五晚上有查经班，实体和线上的。周二上午10点钟有查经班，线上的。主日，学里头有成人有2个班，也有青少年的班。我鼓励每个有感动的弟兄姐妹们至少参加一个其中一个班。
Right. If you can look at flyers, we have a Sunday, we have Friday evening Bible study, both in person and online. We also have an online Bible study on Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. On Sunday, we have 2 classes for children and youth. Encourage every brother and sister who feel led to participate in at least one class studying God's Word.
弟兄姐妹们，当年是因为主的呼召，我们敬爱的吴牧师建立了现在的这个教会，他起名恩典堂。
Brothers and sisters, it was in response to our Lord calling that Pastor Wu established this church and named it Grace Chinese Church.
今天我们即将迈进教会历史的第23个年头。
So today, as we are about to enter the 23rd years of our church journey,
我们的渴望教会的事工有新的突破，能够回应主恩典的呼召。
We all want to like to see the new breakthrough in the ministry of our church and respond faithfully to the gracious calling of the Lord.
今天短短的几节经文提醒我们，顺服圣灵的带领，就是应该认真学习主的话语，在灵里头同心合一，全心敬拜祷告。
So this several messages remind us that obedience to the leading of the Holy Spirit means learning the word of the Lord. Being united in one spirit and devoting yourself, ourselves fully to worship and prayer.
你每天祷告吗？你什么时候最后一次曾经为恩典堂的前途祷告过吗？
Do you pray every day? And have you ever prayed for our future of Grace Church?
让我们一块低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，谢谢你立下了恩典堂，赐下这宝贵的地。